节开始念。
We're going to read through verse 28.
啊，我们念到二十八节。
And I'll read first in English, and then my brother will read in Chinese.
啊，先念英文，然后念中文。
Much better. Okay, Matthew chapter 20, verse 20. Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to Jesus with her sons, bowing down and making a request of him. And he said to her, "What do you wish?" She said to him, "Command that in your kingdom these two sons of mine may sit one on your right and one on your left." But Jesus answered, "You do not know what you're asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I'm going to drink?" They said to him, "We are able." He said to them, "My cup you shall drink, but to sit on my right and on my left, this is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." Verse 24. And hearing this, the ten became indignant with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. It is not this way among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many."
马太福音20章20节开始，那时斯比泰的儿子的母亲同他两个儿子上前来拜耶稣，求他一件事。耶稣说，你要什么呢？他说，愿你叫我这两个儿子在你国里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。耶稣回答说，你们不知道所求的是什么。我将要喝的杯你们能喝吗？他们说，我们能。耶稣说，我所喝的杯你们必要喝，即是坐在我左右的左右，不是我可以赐的，乃是我父为谁预备的就赐给谁。那十个门徒听见就恼怒他们弟兄二人。耶稣叫了他们来说，你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们，只是你们中间不可这样。你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人；谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
And then I would like to read from the book of Philippians, chapter 2.
腓立比书二章。
So the letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, we're going to read from verse 5 through verse 11.
我们念写给腓立比人的书信，从第二章的第五节开始念到十一节。
Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who although he existed in the form of God, he did not regard equality to God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of man. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
腓立比书二章五节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高， 又使他拿超乎万民以上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名不无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Let's have another word of prayer.
我们再有点祷告。
Our dear Lord, we thank you this morning.
主，我们早晨我们真的要感谢你。
We thank you for the wonderful privilege to sit around this table.
主，我们感谢你给我们这么权利与你同一同坐席。
We do give you thanks because this table reminds us that one day in tenderness you sought us.
我们感谢你这个提醒我们哪一天你用你的柔情来寻找我们。
When we were lost,
当我们迷失的时候
and wandering away from you,
当我们走迷了路，从你那边走迷了路的时候
you came down to seek for those that were lost.
你来寻找那些迷失的人。
And we thank you, Lord, because when you found us wounded by sin.
主，我们感谢你，你寻到我们，因为当我们你寻到我们的时候，我们已经在罪里面受伤。
And yet, Lord, you poured oil and wine even to restore us.
主，你感谢你，你用油和酒来包裹医治我们。
We thank you, Lord, for giving yourself even to save sinners unworthy as we are.
主，我们感谢你，你舍了自己，为着要拯救我们，拯救我们这些不配的罪人。
So what else can we do but come back as we remember you with joy, Lord, to say that we love you.
主，我们只要来到你面前，我们来到你的跟前，只要欢喜快乐的来纪念你的时候，我们说我们感谢你。
And we acknowledge that it's only because you have loved us first.
主，我们真的承认，因为你先爱了我们。
And now, Lord, as we have read your word.
主，我们当我们念完你的话的时候。
We confess that anything we can say about your word is of so little value.
主，我们感谢你为着这个话，主，我们感何等价值。
But your word itself is living and active.
你的话实在是又真又活。
Oh Lord, we pray, would you meet us this morning by your living word?
主，求你真的在早晨让我们在你的话里面遇见你。
Would you, Lord, unveil each one of our eyes?That we may behold the wonders of your word.
主，我们当求你真的除去我们眼睛上的派子，让我们真的看见你话语的宝贵。
Would you, Lord, remove any veil upon our hearts that we may behold you?
主，让我们除去眼上的派子，让我们真的能够看见你。
We commit this time with that petition and expectation.
主，我们只要把这些时间。我们仰望你。
Lord, we want to see Jesus, even this morning.
主，我们早晨我们愿意看见耶稣。
Would you somehow, Lord, graciously reveal more of yourself to each one of us?
主，求你向我们施恩，把你自己显明在我们每一个人的心中。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, first of all, It's such a joy to be here back after a while.
弟兄姐妹很高兴过了好一段日子再来到你们中间。
Several of you have asked about my wife. As you know, my wife had an accident earlier this year.
有好几位弟兄姐妹问候关于我的姐妹，因为她在一个意外里面受了伤。
She experienced a broken leg.
她的脚受了伤。
And thank the Lord, she's much better. Not 100%, but much, much better.
感谢主，她已经恢复的蛮好了。虽然说不是100%，但是她蛮好的。
And I appreciate the concern of many of you about in asking and above all praying for us.
谢谢弟兄姐妹的关心和代祷。
I don't know if you remember or not, but the last things I shared when I was here earlier this year was.In the Gospel of Matthew.
如果你们记得的话，以前我跟大家分享的是关于马太福音。
We mentioned that the Gospel of Matthew is the Gospel that presents the Lord Jesus as King.
我们提过马太福音是一本福音书， 介绍我们的主耶稣是君王。
And somehow, that in itself seems to be something very, very meaningful.
在这个范围里面，我们看见这个是很有意思的。
Sometimes we, as selfish human beings, we'll think, well, wouldn't it make more sense to put first a gospel that presents Jesus as Savior?
对我们这些自私的人来说，为什么不可先把耶稣为作为一个救主摆在首位呢？
After all, we are sinners ruined by sin, and we need a Savior.
因为我们这些被罪所杀机的人，我们需要一位救主。
And of course, that is true.
当然，这个是真的。
However, it seems very wonderful to me that the Holy Spirit sovereignly, when the New Testament was arranged in the way we have it today, He sovereignly placed the Gospel of Matthew as the first Gospel.
但很奇妙的，圣灵的主宰之下，他把马太福音摆在首位。
It's not the Gospel of Luke,
不是路加福音
that presents the Lord Jesus as the Son of Man who came to seek the one that was lost.
不是说表现一位人子来到地上要寻找失丧的人。
But it's the Gospel of Matthew that was placed sovereignly by the Holy Spirit as the first of the four Gospels.
但是圣灵却主宰性的把马太福音放在四本福音书的首位。
Could that mean that somehow the Lord is trying to tell us that we should see our Lord Jesus first and foremost as our King?
是否说神的要我们首先第一看见，要我们看见我们的主是我们的王。
Oh, it is true. He is our Savior, of course.
当然，真的，事实他是我们的救主。
And no one will ever come to the Lord except if he experiences the Lord Jesus as his Savior.
没有人能够不承认他是救主，如果他要来到主的面前的话。
But if all we know about our Lord Jesus is Him as our Savior, and we don't know Him as our Lord, as our King, as the one that has the last word on our lives, we are missing the point.
如果我们只承认我们的主是我们的救主，却不承认他是我们生命中的主跟他生命中的王，我们就是失去了个重要的点。
And so we have this first wonderful gospel, the Gospel of Matthew, presenting to us a picture of the Lord Jesus as the King.
所以我们这一本很重要的马太福音，把耶稣介绍给我们，他就是来为君王。
We mention a couple of things that relate to this, the Lord Jesus being the King, presented as the King in Matthew last time.
上一次我们提过两方面关于耶稣介绍给我们他是哪一位君王。
But today we would like to go a step further.
今天我们要再进一步。
And speak about the Lord Jesus, still as the King.
我们还是提到我们的主他还是哪位君王。
But in a very specific aspect of his kingship.
但是是特别专门的某一方面关于他做王
which is an aspect that somehow relates, has a bearing upon each one of us.
这个关于他做王的方面跟我们每一个很有关系的
is an aspect of his kingship that is very counterintuitive to us human beings.
这个做王的他做王的这方面对我们人类来说是很有关系。
When we think on a king, immediately, I don't know how it's in your mind, but in mind, something comes to mind like a powerful, glorious, very authoritative person.
如果我们心里面想到君王的话，通常我们想象到是一个很有威荣很有权力的很有力量的一位。
And certainly the Lord Jesus is powerful, authoritative, and a very glorious person. There is no question about it.
当然没有错，我们的主，我们的王实在是很有荣耀权力很有能力的一位。
However, the Gospel of Matthew presents to us a picture of the Lord Jesus as the servant king.
但是另外一方面，马太福音把他另外一面，他说到我们的主是那位为当仆人的一个王。
He made the universe.
他造一切，造了世界宇宙。
That's what the other gospel, the Gospel of John, begins with that amazing statement.
就好像在约翰福音一开始所宣告的。
Everything that was made through him, and without him, nothing was made.
一切都是借着他造的没有被造的不是借着他造的。
And yet, this one that made the worlds, not just this little planet, Earth, but the whole universe, this one is the servant king.
但是这一位做了宇宙一切的不单单是地球星球的他却成为一个作为仆人的一个为王。
How counterintuitive that is to human reasoning.
当我们人的推理来想象怎么想到这一点呢？
And yet, that is at the very core of Matthew's presentation of the Lord Jesus, the King who serves.
但是在马太福音的中心的信息里面提到他是哪一位君王，但是是服侍的一位君王。
And related to that, as a consequence of that, all of the subjects in the kingdom are called, of course, to serve.
当然跟这个有关系的，在这个国度里面，所有的子民都是蒙召来服侍这位主，这位王。
Actually, that shouldn't be a surprise to any of us.
当然对我们来讲不是一个惊奇的事。
We mentioned something, I believe, that let me repeat it.
我提过一些事情，我要重复一下。
The kingdom is nothing more than an expression of who the king is.
这个国度乃是唯一的，是表现谁是哪位君王。
If we want to understand the nature of his kingdom, all we have to do is to understand the character of this king.
如果我们要认识到这个国度的性质的话，我们首先要了解这位君王的性情。
Everything that happens in that kingdom has to be somehow aligned with the character of the king.
所有这个国度，所有的一切都是跟这位君王的性情有关系。
So I hope it's not a surprise to you when I'm saying here that in that kingdom, each one of us is called to serve.
所以应该对你们讲不是一个惊奇的事，因为每一个在这个国度里面的子民都是蒙召来服侍。
If our king himself is the servant king, can we be subjects in that kingdom in any different character?
如果这个国度里面的王乃是这个做仆人的君王的话，我们这些在这个国度里的子民还要与这个有什么不一样的呢？
Well, before we proceed in that direction, let me just open a little bit of a parenthesis here.
我们在往前之前，我们还有一些其他插趋势的话。
In God's mind, the very idea of a kingdom is related to service.
因为在神的旨意里面，他的国度是跟服事有关系。
I would like to read one verse with you. If you turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 8.
我们练一节的经文在撒母耳记上第八
1 Samuel chapter 8. And before we read the verse that we would like to read here, let me just give you the context very briefly.
撒母耳记上第八章，我首先把这个背景说一下。
Here we have Samuel when the kingdom in Israel is about to be ushered.
我们在这里说到以色列的国度快要带进来的时候。
And you remember the story, I hope.
我猜你们也记得这个里面的背景。
But essentially, the children of Israel, they really wanted a king.
主要就看到以色列的的人民，他们要求一个王。
And of course, they asked for a king as the world has a king.
他们所求的王就是好像世界一样的王。
And somehow, the choice they made, or what was in their heart, wasn't something that was pleasing to the Lord.
但是他们所选择的却不是叫神喜悦的。
Not because the Lord didn't want to give them a king.
不是说耶和华不要给他们一个王。
But essentially they were looking for the wrong things in a king.
但是他们所要的在这个王的里面所具备的是他们是错误的。
So that's the reason why at the beginning they got Saul.
所以他们一开头他什么所得到的是扫罗。
And of course we know that Saul, somehow he failed as a king.
但是我们知道这个扫罗做王实在是失败。
He didn't express the will of God as a king.
他在做王的时候没有显出神的旨意。
But after Saul, the Lord gave him David.
扫罗以后耶和华给以色列民大卫。
And of David, the Lord could say, "This is a man whose heart is according to my heart."
这个大卫耶和华说他是合神心合我心意的。
So going back to 1 Samuel chapter 8,
我们再来到撒母耳记上第八章。
When the kingdom is about to begin, Samuel, he declare to the people what was going to be the rights of the king.
当他们要立这个王的时候，撒母耳宣告给以色列民他们所期待的王应为对他们怎么样。
What the kingdom was going to look like.
这个王国为像什么样子。
And I just want to read one verse with you, and that's 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 17.
我只要跟大家念一节，就是撒母耳记上八章。
And here Samuel is speaking to the people, and he says about the king. He says, "He will take a tenth of your flocks." And now the part that I want to emphasize, and you yourselves will become his servants.
他说，你们的羊群，他必取十分之一，你们也必做他的仆人。
Service is at the very core of God's concept of the kingdom.
服事在神的国度的概念里面是中心点。
In the kingdom, even the king is a servant king.
在这个国度里面，就算着这个国度里面的王，也是一个做仆人的一个王。
And every subject in the kingdom is called to become a servant.
这个国度里面每一个子民都是蒙召来服侍这个君王。
And here Samuel is reminded the people that that's the nature, so to speak, of that kingdom that is going to be established.
在撒母耳记上这一节就提醒他们在王国里面关于这个王的所要的。
They were about to become servants in that kingdom.
他们就要成为这个国度里面的仆人。
And actually, when we think of man as he was created, we can see that the same idea is present in man's creation.
我们如果再回到神创造人的时候，是同样有一个同样的意义。
From the very beginning, when man was created, you can find there the idea of service.
神创造人的时候，你就可以发觉里面有同一个主意。
Do you remember how the Lord He made Adam and He placed him in a garden?
你记得当耶和华造造亚当，把他放在这个园子里面。
But he was not there in that garden just to enjoy the garden.
但是他在这个园子里面不是来享受园子里面的东西。
For sure, he could and he did enjoy the garden.
当然他也可以也能够享受园子里面的东西。
But God's intention was more than just his enjoyment of that wonderful place.
但是神的旨意不是单单为着他要享受在园子里面的东西。
We have a wonderful comment there in the very beginning in chapter 2 in Genesis that says that the Lord placed the man in that Garden of Eden to till the ground and to keep it.
所以在创世纪第二章有一节说到很明显神把亚当放在哪里是要种修理看守。
Do you see the idea of service here?
你有没有看到这里对于服事的一种提议呢？
Do you see how the Lord from the very beginning is somehow entrusting man with a responsibility?
你有没有看到从起初神就把这个责任放在人的身上？
Yes, and the Lord added, you can eat of any tree of the garden except one.
当然神告诉人说你园子里面一切的树你都可以果子都可以吃，只要一个不可以吃。
Man could freely enjoy of that wonderful place.
人能够很自由的享受园子里面所一切。
But it was not just enjoyment. There is a responsibility, and the idea of service is right there.
但是不是只是享受，但是他也有责任，这是有关服事的意义。
Of course, we know that Adam and Eve very quickly they fell.
我们在看到亚当夏娃很快就失败了。
And when they ate of that tree of knowledge of good and evil,
当他们吃了分别善恶树上的果子，
somehow, rather than serving the Lord, they switch masters.
但是因为这个缘故。他们就从服侍神变成换了一个主人。
They were made to serve the Lord.
他原来被造是要侍奉耶和华。
But when they fell, somehow they are deciding to serve themselves.
但是当他们失败以后，他们就变成了服侍自己。
And that's the tragedy of human history.
这个是人类历史的一个悲剧。
We are created to serve the Lord, but ended up serving ourselves.
我们是被耶和华被神所造，是要服侍他，却成为一个服侍自己的人。
How can we be restored?
我们怎样可以恢复呢？
What would it take to bring man again to that original place of serving the Lord, not ourselves?
我们要怎么才回转成为一个不是服侍自己，来是服侍耶和华神的人呢？
I feel we read a verse that answers exactly that at the very beginning.
我们有一节就很正确的答这个问题的答案。
Our very redemption is connected with our servant king.
我们的救赎跟这个当仆人的王君王很有关系。
It's amazing to me that the Lord made that declaration.
我们很惊讶的神这样的宣告。
The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.
人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
And to give his life a ransom for many.
并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
When our Lord Jesus died on the cross, He's paying a ransom.
因为当主死在十字架上的时候，他是要付出赎价。
And the idea here is that you have someone that is under captivity.
我们就看见一个人是被掳的 情形之下。
That's us.
啊，我们就是我们。
We were enslaved to ourselves.
因为我们成为我们自己的奴仆。
Because of our sin, we were serving the wrong master.
因为我们犯罪的缘故，我们侍奉一个错的主人。
Not the Lord, but ourselves.
我们不是服侍主自己，乃是服侍自己。
And nothing less than the King Himself dying on the cross would deliver us from that slavery.
啊，只有这位王啊，死在十字架上，才把我们从罪里面拯救出来。
That's the wonder of our redemption, brothers and sisters.
这个就是我们得到蒙救赎的奇妙。
Even as we sang today in the Lord's table.
好像今天我们在主的座前，我们向他歌唱。
It takes the King of the universe to die on the cross to deliver us from the wrong master.
我们要我们宇宙的王死在十字架上拯救我们，才把我们从这个错误的主人里面救出来。
Well, but now that we are saved, so now what?
现在我们已经得救了，我们要怎么样呢？
We are delivered for what purpose?
我们为着什么的旨意被蒙救赎呢？
I think it would be always good if we can remember that yes, we are delivered and we are given freedom.
当然我们很好，我们都纪念，我们记得我们是蒙拯救，我们是得了自由。
However, the freedom we receive when the Lord saves us is just to choose who we are going to serve.
但是他主拯救我们所得到的自由是要我们能够有这个选择的自由，选择谁是我们的主人。
In other words, there is no way for us not to serve someone. We were made with that. We are going to serve something.
换句话说，我们不能不做这个服事。我们被造是要做服事，服事的看，主要是看服事的对象。
The question is, who are we going to serve?
问题是我们是服事谁？
Are we still going to serve ourselves after the Lord saves us?
我们是不是主拯救我们以后，我们仍然服事我们自己呢？
Or are we going to serve our Lord Jesus?
或是我们要服侍我们的主耶稣。
It's interesting that the Lord speaks those words in Matthew chapter 20. We know the story very well.
当然，非常奇妙的主耶稣在马太二十章说这样的话，我们都知道里面的故事。
It's amazing that in that story, you have the 12 disciples, essentially they're striving and fighting against each other in a very subtle way.But that's the reality.
我们看见这个故事里面那个十二个门徒在里面有争吵，但虽然说争吵这不很含蓄的争吵。
Here we have the 12. Essentially, they are trying to decide who is the best in our midst, who is going to be the one with authority that is going to be the head among the 12 of us.
主要这十二个门徒在他们中间所争论的是他们是。谁最大，谁为头？
And the two brothers, James and John, they have their own little strategy to get to the top.
所以这两兄弟雅各跟约翰，他们有一个策略，要怎么爬到头上。
You remember they call their mother, and through their mother, they make a petition to the Lord Jesus.
他们想到求他的母亲，经过他的母亲。去求耶稣。
Now that was a pretty good strategy.
这个是很好的策略。
Because if you study carefully, the mother of James and John, earthly speaking, she is the aunt of the Lord Jesus.
这个他雅各跟约翰的母亲在地上的关系来说是耶稣的舅妈。
So as aunt, you know, if when an aunt adds something to a nephew, there is some weight there, right?
如果一个舅妈去请求一个侄儿的话，他的请求是蛮有分量的。
And here you have the two brothers, in a very subtle way, they're saying, Mommy, can you go and ask the Lord something? We're sure that he's going to listen to you.
可能这个两兄弟很含蓄的要求他妈妈去要求耶稣求这个东西。
And you see that behind that request, it's very evident. You find that self-serving spirit behind the request of these two brothers.
当然我们看见这个要求的后面是有一个为自己自私自我服侍的一个灵。
Think about it. If one can sit at the left of the Lord, the other at the right, they're above everybody else, right?
你想象一下，一个坐在主的左边，一个坐在主的右边，其他的人坐在哪里呢？
I mean, above the other 12. Of course, the Lord Jesus is still the King, but at the end of the day, they are seeking their own interest.
当然，主还是那位王，但是他们。对他们来说呢，他们还是为自己的利益着想。
They're seeking self-interest, self-advancement, their self-will.
他们是很自私、很任性的寻求自己的利益处。
And of course, we know the story.
所以我们都知道背后的故事。
Our Lord Jesus reveals the nature in the kingdom.
但是主要启示国度的性质。
And the Lord says in verse 26.It is not this way among you.
但是主在26节说，只是你们中间不可这样。
In other words, this self-serving, self-seeking spirit is not the way of the kingdom.
换句话说，这个自我寻求的灵不是在这个国度里面的灵。
But whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant.
但却是你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人。
See the nature of the kingdom?
你看到这个国度里面的性质吗？
And why is it that the kingdom is that way?
为什么这个国度是这样呢？
It's because the king himself is that way.
因为这个国度里面的君王是这样。
It's wonderful that we're never asked.To be anything different than what the king himself is.
所以说你所要求的不能要求这个王所示的以外的东西。
We are being asked to be something totally different from what we are in ourselves, sure.
如果你所要求的是完全跟你里面的不一样的可以。
But the Lord never asks us to be anything different from what he is.
但是主所要求我们的不是跟他有什么不同的东西。
The reason why we are called to become servants of all.
为什么我们都是被召成为一切人的奴仆。
It's because the Son of Man himself, he did not come to be served, but to serve.
因为人子来不是要受人的服侍，而是要服侍人。
And of course, because he was going to give his life on the cross to ransom even those two brothers, to deliver them from that life that is self-seeking, self-serving, seeking always its own advancement.
当然他要舍命，要做多人的赎价，尤其是把这两个兄弟他们所自我利益寻求的灵里面拯救出来。
Brothers and sisters, to me it's wonderful when we can see in the Bible that this principle is all over the place in the Bible.
弟兄姐妹，这个很宝贵的，我看见这个原则都在圣经的每一个角落里面。
And the principle is we are saved to serve the Lord.
那个原则是我们得救是要服侍我们的救主。
If someone is saved and is not serving the Lord, it means that you're still serving yourself.
如果一个人得救，但是不是服侍我们的主，他还是在服侍自己。
And the reason behind your salvation is frustrated.
所以你蒙拯救的那个意义已经不一样。
This principle is all over the place in the Bible.
这个在圣经里面，这个原则都是到处都是。
Here we have one instance. The king is going to die to ransom us so we can become servants.
这里很明显告诉我们这个君王要为我们死来为我们付出赎价好让我们能够去服侍。
But we have many, many other instances of that in the Word of God.
但是在神的话语里面我们 看见很多这样的同样的情形。
I would like to really briefly consider one with you.
我要跟大家分享其中一个。
Can you turn to Ephesians chapter 2, please?
我们翻到以弗所书第二章。
This is a very, very famous passage.
这个是很有名的 一句经文。
And oftentimes, I feel that we miss the point of this very, very famous passage.
有时候我们对这个很有名的经文 有时候误解了。
And when I say that, I'm speaking to myself first and foremost.
所以我对我自己来讲这个是首先的第一的重要。
So no worries. Any criticism, you can be sure that first of all is to myself.
当然任何的批评都是对我自己来说的。
We know that this wonderful passage of Ephesians chapter 2 is like one of those wonderful truths that were lost in church history, and in the Reformation days, they were recovered.
当然这个经文里面的意义在教会的历史里面曾经遗失了，后来就重新拾回。
And of course, I'm referring to verse 8 through 10.
我所说的是从八节到十节，
which I'm sure that most of us would know by heart.
我相信很多人都能够从心里面背出来。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. That's verse 9.
你们得救是本福恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
What a wonderful passage.
非常奇妙的一段经文。
And of course, because of time, we are not going through the whole context.
因为时间的关系，我们不详细讲里面的内容。
But do you remember what Paul is saying in the context?
你要记得保罗在这个内容里面所说的是什么。
We are just reading for grace, for by grace you are saved.
我们刚刚念的是我们是得救是本福恩。
But how did that grace found us?
但是这个恩怎么寻找我们呢？
It found us when we were dead in sins and trespasses.
因为当我们死在罪恶过犯里面，这个恩就寻到我们。
It found us when we were walking according to the course of this world.
因为我们就行在这个世界的里面的时候，他寻找我们。
According to the prince of the power of the air, that's Satan.
我们在这个空中掌权的撒旦的权势底下以下被寻出来。
That grace found us when we were living, as verse 3 says, indulging the desires of our flesh.
当我们被这个恩寻找拯救的时候，就好像第三节的时候说到我们是放纵我们的肉体私欲。
And what did the Lord do to save us?
我们的主做了什么来拯救我们呢？
He raised us with Christ.
他也把我们与基督一同复活。
And he has made us to sit in Christ, in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
他把我们放在属天的境界里面，在基督耶稣里面。
It's no wonder, brothers and sisters, that Paul says in verse 4, it's like the deep exclamation from his heart. He says, but God being rich in mercy because of the great love that he loved us.
难怪保罗在第四节怎样说，神既有丰盛的怜悯，因他爱我们大爱。
What a wonderful salvation.
何等奇妙的救恩。
But did you realize that the whole passage doesn't end in verse 9? Of course, there is verse 10. And that's the part that oftentimes we miss.
但是这个信息没有停在第九节， 所以我们还有继续、第 十节。
What is the intention behind our salvation?
我们的救恩的、目的、背后 是什么背、旨意呢？
It's just that we may enjoy this wonderful grace, which we do.
是不是只有我们让我们来享受这个救恩呢？当然，我们是享受 这个救恩。
No, brothers and sisters, there is a reason behind our salvation.
但是弟兄姐妹，这个背后是有一个原因。
And in verse 10, Paul states very clearly the reason why the Lord shown such grace for us.
第十节保罗很清楚地说到。这个恩典，这个救恩，明显的目的是为什么？
Let's read verse 10.
我们读第十节，十节。
For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Someone has noted that we should pay special attention to those little words in the Bible that connect the verses, conjunctions.
有人提议有些我们要特别留意一些小字，把这些经文连在一起。
See that first word in verse 10, for, it is going to explain.Why by grace you and I were saved?
你有没有看到一开始的说因为就说到我们蒙恩得救是为着什么？
What was the reason behind such amazing grace that was shown to us?
这些奇妙的恩典在我显给我们是为什么原因呢？
Or to put it in the words of Matthew chapter 20, why did our servant king give his life on the cross?As a ransom for you and for me.
那就是好像回到这二十章的时候，马太二十章的为什么这个做仆人的君王要舍去他的命，为要做我们的赎价呢
？So here is the explanation of Paul in verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 2. He says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works."
原因就在这个以弗所书二章十节里面说，保罗说我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善。
We are not saved by good works.
我们不是因着行善而得救。
But we are saved for good works.
我们得救是为着要行善。
Or to put it in other terms, we are saved to serve.The Lord.
换句话说，我们得救是因为要为着服侍我们的主。
See, it's very interesting because Paul is not saying here that you're saved to do any good works that you want to do. No, that's not the idea.
这里保罗没有说你得救是为着你所要做的行善事。
The Lord saves us. He gives us life. He gives us all His grace that we may walk in the good works.That he has prepared beforehand, so that we may walk in them.
我们的主拯救我们，给我们恩典，给我们的一切，是为着不是为着什么其他的，而是要神所预备叫我们所行的善事。
What is the meaning of walking in good works?
为什么说是我们行善事呢?
Or what does it mean that we are doing those things that the Lord has prepared us to do?
什么叫做我们行他神的主所预备我们叫我们行的呢?
I hope you can see what I'm trying to say. This is just another way to describe that we are serving the Lord.
所以我希望你们明白我就是说这个是另外一种说法我们所服侍的我们是服侍我们的主。
And that's the reason our Lord Jesus saves us.
这个原就是因为什么主拯救我们的原因。
Well, brothers and sisters, I feel that our trouble of most of us, or I should say all of us, is that even after we are saved, the old mentality still lingers.
虽然我们弟兄姐妹，我们得救了，但是我们的 旧的想法还在我们的心里面。
Even after the Lord shows such grace for us,
虽然主所显给我们是何等的恩典。
Even after we are ransomed by the servant king, that tendency to seek our own interest is still there.
虽然我们的仆人做仆人的王他付出何等的代价来拯救我们，但是我们的里面还是一个自我中心的寻求的灵还在我们里面。
Or let me put it in a more direct way. Somehow we are all like James and John.
我可以另外一种说法，就是说我们每一个人就好像雅各跟约翰一样。
We all have the tendency to seek our own interest, our own benefit, our own advancement.
我们有一个倾向，就我们都寻求自己的益处、自己的利益、自己的进取。
And I'm saying not as an unbeliever, I'm saying after we believe in the Lord.
我不是说我们还没有相信以前，乃是我们信主以后是这个情形。
You just have to give it enough time, but that tendency will show its ugly head, will rear the ugly head very fast.
如果你真的让它有足够的时间，这个很丑陋的这个倾向就显露出来。
How can we be delivered from that mentality, that tendency to seek or to serve ourselves?
我们从这个思想，从这种倾向里面，怎么样被拯救出来呢？
I feel that Philippians chapter 2, which was the other passage we read, gives us a wonderful picture of that.
因为在腓立比书第二章里面，很清楚地告诉我们怎么行。
And of course, in Philippians, we have a picture of the, yes, go ahead.
Okay.
Of the Lord Jesus himself.
这里腓立比书很清楚地给我们看主自己的一幅图画。
And there is one word that I would like to just emphasize because it's what we are sharing, what is our theme for this morning.
但是有一个字我特别要很着重的就是我们今天早晨这个题目。
In this wonderful passage about the Lord Jesus.
这个关于我们主的一个很重要的一个经文。
In verse 7 of chapter 2 of Philippians, Paul is saying that the Lord Jesus, he emptied himself, taking the form of a bond servant.
就是在第七节二章腓立比书二章七节说，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成了人的样式。
So the whole picture here in chapter 2 of Philippians has in the background of the picture, you have the Lord Jesus as the servant.
这里一幅图画，一个背景，就是让我们看见我们的主，就是那位仆人。
The servant king.
做仆人的王，君王。
And of course, the whole passage in verse 5 begins with an exhortation to each one of us.
所以就从第这个二章开始是对我们一个劝告。
Have this attitude, or in other translations, have this mind in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus.
就是要让这个主耶稣的心思在你的心里面。
See, brothers, the whole thing here seems to be a mentality that we have, even after we are saved.
所以这个是应该我们当有的心思，就是我们得救以后该有的。
Our natural mentality is pretty much like the two brothers.
我们的天然的心思就好像那两个兄弟的一样。
Somehow we are, the tendency is to seek our own, to serve ourselves, to serve our interests and our benefits.
我们常常有这个倾向，我们为自己寻求自己的利益。
But here Paul says something amazing.
但是这里保罗说了一些很奇妙的话。
He somehow given us a reason why we should have another mentality.
这里告诉我们为什么我们应当有一种不同的心思。
Why should we have this other mentality? Not to serve ourselves, but to serve the Lord, to serve one another.
为什么我们要有这样的心态，我们要不是服侍自己，而是服侍主，服侍彼此服侍。
And the reason Paul presents for us who have this other mentality is because of the Lord Jesus himself.
为什么保罗要表明这种不同的心态，因为这个心态就是主自己的心态。
Think about that for a second. The Lord Jesus, who himself is in equality of God.
在我们是新的想一下，我们的主自己他是本有神的形象。
He has the same nature of God.
他就是有神的性情。
He is no less than God in any way.
他没有那一样不比神小。
Sometimes we say God the Father, the Son, and the Spirit in that order, and almost intuitively we think that, well, the Father is the first, then the second is the Lord Jesus, then the third is the Holy Spirit. That is not the idea in the Bible.
当我们说到圣父、圣子、圣灵的时候，我们在我们天然心思就是有一个次序，但是圣经里面的意思不是这样。
Three persons, equally God.
三而一，同样的是神。
There is no priority over one over the other.
没有一个比另外一个优先。
And yet, our Lord Jesus, he emptied himself.
但是我们的主耶稣他却倒空自己。
He set aside not his divinity, not that is impossible. He always was God, even when he was on the earth. But all the glory that is connected with his deity, he set it aside.
虽然他自己是神，他没有把他的神圣放在一边，但是他乃是把他的神圣的荣耀摆在一边。
Or in other words, as Paul puts in verse 6, he did not regard his equality to God, which always was there, he did not regard that as something that he should grasp to.
就是好像保罗所写的，他不以自己与神同等为强夺的，因为他的神性是一直在他身上的。
No, but he emptied himself.
没有，但是他是反而倒空自己。
And how different from our attitude.
跟我们的心态是何等的不同。
See, here you have someone that is everything, that is God himself, and he is emptying himself.
我们看到这里有一个他自己是神，他是一切，他却倒空自己。
And yet we, who are nothing in ourselves, that our worth is almost zero, we try to grab things and to assert ourselves.
但是我们呢，我们是无有，但是我们却尽力的为我们自己抓东西。
This is the hallmark of the servant.
这个是一个奴仆的榜样。
He empties himself.
他倒空了自己。
He will not grasp to something.
他不抓住什么。
And as he empties himself, he becomes obedient in everything.
他倒空自己的时候，他的诚心顺服。
And that is our Lord Jesus as the servant king.
这就是我们的主耶稣基督，我们那个做奴仆的君王。
His only concern is to do the will of his father, obedient even if that is the death.
他所关心的就是要完成神的旨意，而且他诚心顺服以至于死。
So brothers and sisters, how can we, which in ourselves, by nature, we have the opposite nature, we try to grasp things, we try to assert ourselves, how can we be transformed like the servant?
弟兄姐妹，我们的天然里面，我们就是为自己的利益寻求，我们要抓东西，但是我们怎么能够被改变成为主的样子呢？
Just look at the Lord Jesus.
只要看着看我们的主耶稣。
As in everything else in our Christian walk,
就是好像我们做基督徒的行为上，
everything in him,
每一样在他身上。
The key to everything in our Christian life, just look to him.
我们在我们的基督徒的生命里面，我们只要仰望他。
if we really see who is this king that we have,
如果我们真的看见我们这位王到底是怎样，
if we really see his character,
当我们真正的看见我们的王他的性情，
if we really see that he, the king of the universe, he emptied himself even to die for you and for me,
但是如果我们真正看见这个宇宙的王他却倒空自己为了你 为了我
I'm not saying just having a mental understanding, but I'm saying if we really see this with the eyes of our heart, as Paul says,
不是好像我们的用我们的头脑来思想，来是用我们的心灵的眼睛能够看见，就好像保罗在那里说一样。
Can we have any other attitude than our King had?
我们除了王的心态以外，我们还需要。
Can we really see our king emptying himself and still pursue a life of self-seeking and self-interest?
如果我们看见我们的王他自己倒空自己，我们却仍然寻求自己的益处呢？
I would like to conclude reading a passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
我希望读一个一段哥林多后书这一段经文来结束今天的信息。
It's a very well-known passage.
一个很有名的一段经文。
That somehow has a very direct bearing with this matter that we are considering this morning.
我们今天所思想的东西是很有关系。
Let's just conclude reading this passage and making a comment about it.
我们用这段经文来结束，然后我们再说一下。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 and 15.
哥林多后书五章十四节。
For the love of Christ controls us. In other translations, the love of Christ constrains us or limits us. Having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
哥林多后书第五章十四十五节，原来基督的爱激励我们，就是限制着我们因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那这活着的人不再为自己活，乃是替他们死而复活的主活。
Our nature, naturally speaking, is always to live for ourselves.
我们的性情，我们天然的性情除了为了自己活，没有什么。
This is our mentality. This is the tendency, even after we are saved.
这个是我们的心态，我们的倾向，虽然说我们已经得救了。
But you see here that there is a secret to be delivered from that.
但是我们这里看到一个秘诀。
If we really want to serve the Lord as He has saved us for, there is one secret for that to become a reality.
如果我们真的要服侍主，有因着他拯救我们所要我们所做的，这里有一个秘诀。
For the love of Christ constrains us.Or limits us, or somehow puts us in a mold.
这里说到原来基督的爱激励我们，就是可以说限制我们，把我们放在一个模子里面。
When we see the one, who is the one that died for us on that cross?
当我们看见这个为我们死在十字架上的到底是谁？
The King Himself.
王自己。
The one that is equal to God.
那个与神同等的那一位。
He died for me.
他为我死。
How can I live now for myself?
我怎么可以还是为自己而活呢？
Once we see that, it's only natural that we say, Lord, I want to serve you.
当我们真的看见的时候，很自然的我们会对主说，主啊，我要服侍你。
So may the Lord grant us that vision of Himself.
愿主把这个意象 赐给我们。
May the Lord once again open each one of our eyes to see Him in a clearer way.
愿主打开我们每一个人的眼睛，我们看见他，很清楚地看见他是谁。
And may we, by His wonderful grace, respond the very calling of our salvation, which is to serve Him.
愿每一个靠着主的恩，我们照着他所召我们的旨意来服侍他。
Let's close with a word of prayer.
我们结束前有点祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for wonderful grace that was shown to us.
主，我们感谢你，为着你奇妙的恩典，你显给我们，我们感谢你。
Yes, even as we sang earlier, oh, the love that sought me.
主，当然好像我们刚才所唱的这个爱来寻我。
Oh, the blood that bought me.
这个血来赎我。
Oh, the grace that brought me to the fold.
这个恩典把我带到羊圈。
We confess its wondrous grace that brought us to the fold, Lord.
主，我们承认说这个奇妙的恩典把我们带到你的羊圈里面。
And we thank you because you, being the King, you gave your life for us as a ransom, Lord.
主，我们感谢你，你是王，你却付出赎价要把我们赎回来。
To deliver us from the tyranny of ourselves.
把我们从这个我们的己里面拯救出来。
So now, Lord, we pray, cause us to see you afresh, Lord.
主，让我们真的有一个新鲜，对你有新鲜的看法。
And thus that we seeing you, that we may all respond to that wonderful love and serve you back.
So 让我们这个看见你的爱，被你的爱激励，好让我们来服侍你。
And we ask in your most precious name.
主，我们感谢你，我们请求你，是靠你宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.